Many evictions in the U.S. are on hold for at least one more month. The CDC's ban on some types of rental evictions had been set to expire this week, but it's now been extended through July. Here to catch us up on what this means for Arizona is KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young. Good morning.
Hi there.
Okay, so there have been a number of different rules about evictions going back to the start of the pandemic. It gets a little confusing. Can you remind us where these moratoriums came from and which ones are still in place?
Right. Well, over a year ago at the start of the pandemic, many states, including Arizona, had stay-at-home orders in place, and lawmakers wanted to make sure people had homes to stay in. Then, of course, with major economic upheaval, many renters were having trouble paying the bills. So there were rules in the CARES Act that said landlords with federally backed mortgages couldn't evict their renters. Then there were also these state-level limits on evictions in many states, including Arizona. But Arizona's eviction moratorium ended last fall, as did protections in many other states. So it was around that point that the CDC stepped in and said it was still too much of a public health risk to have people losing their homes during a pandemic. So the CDC put a nationwide ban on some types of evictions. That ban has been challenged in court. Some have said it's not fair to landlords or the CDC didn't have the authority to issue it. But housing advocates have said it has been effective at preventing a lot of people from being evicted. Aliza Durana is with the Eviction Lab at Princeton University.
Especially in places like Arizona, where there is no state or local protection in place, the CDC order is really sort of the last protection standing in the way of tenants losing their home.
So, Katie, we're in a much different place now than when these eviction rules were put in place. Many people are vaccinated. Many people are going back to their jobs if they're working. What's the argument for extending the order right now?
Right. Proponents of the eviction moratorium acknowledge that this is not a perfect solution to everything and it can't go on forever. But the phrase I keep hearing from sources is that it's a means of buying time. Congress approved $46 billion in aid for renters and landlords as part of the American Rescue Plan Act. That's in addition to a lot of state and local relief programs, but those forms of aid tend to be bureaucratic and very slow to get distributed. Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego is one of dozens of Democrats who was calling for extending the eviction moratorium. And he told me the economy is doing a lot better, but he's got constituents who got behind on their bills over the past year, and they just haven't been able to get all the way caught up yet. They just need more time.
The housing market is extremely hot right now. So if you are evicted, it's going to be very difficult for you to find a new place. And so I think it's best that we hold the eviction moratorium, especially considering that there is a lot of rental assistance available for the landlord.
So he references Arizona's soaring real estate and rental prices there. Has our state fared any better or worse than others when it comes to pandemic evictions?
Renters have struggled nationwide, but there has been a very patchwork response when it comes to policy solutions. So the Eviction Lab at Princeton actually assigned every state a score based on the measures they've taken to protect renters. And Arizona got just half a star out of a possible 5 stars. That's not the lowest in the U.S., but it's pretty close. Aliza Durana says that's because our state's protections have lapsed and court filings have still been going on.
But Arizona was not one of the states that put comprehensive eviction protections into place like Minnesota, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, or Massachusetts.
So just in the Phoenix area, there have been nearly 40,000 eviction cases filed in court since the start of the pandemic. And that is actually much lower than a typical non-pandemic year, but it's one of the highest numbers of any city that the Eviction Lab has tracked.
Well, the CDC's order has been extended a few times now. Going forward, what should renters expect next?
The Biden administration did call this one final month of an extension, and the White House announced several other steps they're taking to try to speed up distribution of all that rental assistance funding. It does sound like they're preparing to end the order officially after July. Housing advocates say if you're a renter, the best thing to do is communicate with your landlord and provide a formal declaration to them that you've been impacted by COVID-19 and that you're seeking protections under the CDC order. And also know that there are still assistance programs out there for tenants and landlords.
All right. That's KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young. Thanks for your reporting here.
Thank you.